We're reading from Art of Chanting Hare Krishna, describing and discussing different meanings of the holy name. And yesterday we heard about the Madhurya Bhav conception of the Mahamantra, how the three words which make up the Mahamantra, Hare, Krishna, and Ram, actually indicate Krishna and Vrindavan. And we heard a very interesting explanation of the word Ra, Rama. We say Hare Ram. Ra indicates Radharani, and Ma means Madhusudan. So Rama means Radharani and Madhusudan. And Madhusudan can mean the killer, the Madhu demon, Madhusudan, because in the beginning of creation, Satyuga, Lord Rama was manifesting the Vedas, or he was having the Vedas, and there were two demons, Madhu and Kaitab. They stole the Vedas. Then Hayagriva came, Hayagriva avatar, horse incarnation. He came, which was Vishnu, and then killed these demons. So Vishnu has a name for that, for killing the Madhu demon, Madhu and Kaitab, and restoring the Vedas. His name is Madhusudan. But when we were talking, this is Madhurya Bhav, this is page 159. Madhurya Bhav conception of the Mahamantra. So Hayagriva incarnation, the horse incarnation, is not exactly Madhurya Bhav. That's Gora Bhav. Gora means horse. Gora. Nandake Anandabai Jaikniya Lalaki. Hati Gora Palaki. Hati Gora Palaki Jaikniya Lalaki. Ananda Bhagavanaki. Sri Krishna Bhagavanaki. So this is not exactly Madhurya. So that to keep this together, this Ra means Radhika, so Ma means Madhusudan. So Madhusudan also has another meaning, which means that Krishna who relishes the Suda means nectar. Radha Ras Sudanidhi, the nectar ocean of Radharani's mellows. It's called Radha Ras Sudanidhi. So Madhusudan means that person who drinks the nectar from the lips, the sweet honey nectar from the lips of Krishna. Madhu means shahad or honey. So that's the Madhusudan that we worship. The Madhusudan of Vrindavan, who is always joined with Radharani and relishing Radharani in intimate pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. So Hare Ram, Ram means Radha. So Rama is Madhurya because Radha and Krishna are there. Now, in this next meaning, which is extremely interesting, and we want to share that. We're skipping over some things, but this we want to share. This is on page 160. It's called Union and Separation of the Mahamantra. It's described that the Prem Nadi, the river of Prem, the current of Prem, of Radha and Krishna's Prem, their love, the current of their love, it's going, the river is moving, and of course it moves in a crooked way. You see some rivers, if you look from the airplane, when you're flying in a plane, you'll see some rivers. When you're coming into Bombay, at least from Delhi, you'll see some rivers. It looks like some snake on the ground. It's going like this and like that. And it's not going straight like this. It's a very circuitous pathway. Some small rivers are moving. You can see from the airplane. So Krishna Prem, it moves like this. It doesn't move. It doesn't go in a straight line. Because they say, in love there are no rules. And in rules there's no love. So love, pure love, doesn't go in a rule of an ordinary straight fashion. It goes this way and that way and this, like a snake. So this prema, this prem nadi, this river of Radha and Krishna's prem, there are two banks. One bank means tata, the side of the bank. The bank of the river. One bank is Sambhog and one bank is Vipralamba. The embankment of separation, the embankment of union. Union means Sambhog Milan. And all the different pastimes, from the most intimate setting of Ratikeli or Nikunja Lila, Nibrita Nikunja Lila, this is Sambhog Milan. But Sambhog Milan also means Julan Lila. It means Jalkeli, means Pashakela, means Madhupan Leela, means Ras Leela, all these different pastimes, Sambhog Milan Leela, pastimes where Radha and Krishna are enjoying together, playing this Pashakela, which is like Chopra. It's like a dice game type of thing with pieces that you move on a board and you throw dice. It's called Pashkela. And then that's one bank, the embankment of union. And the other embankment is Vipralamba, or separation. So in the Maha Mantra, we have, there is Prem Mantra. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is actually Radha Govinda Yuga Prem Mantra. It's a Prem Mantra, it's full of Prem. It is Prem producing, it is Prem generating, it is Prem sustaining, and Prem increasing. This is our sadhana. Our sadhana is to attain prema. And the our means to attain prema is chanting of the Maha Mantra. Because this mantra is nothing but prema. So if you have prema, if you have the river of prema, then you have two banks. You have the embankment of separation, and you have the embankment of union. Because the river has two sides. The river is going like this. There's two sides to the river. This bank or this tata and that side. Or pulin. We say pulina or tata, bank. So in this love of God, in this Krishna prema, sometimes there's union, sometimes there's separation. Prema by chitya vipralamba, man vipralamba, purva rag vipralamba, pravas rag vipralamba. There's different types of separation. So the Maha Mantra, there is also union and separation in the Maha Mantra. So this particular meaning, of course, this is a pretty high level understanding, but we can fly as high as your wings can carry you. So it's nice to hear about the higher altitudes. And you may be a sparrow, but one day you may meet a vulture. You know vulture? They eat dead bodies. A big bird, ugly bird, a long neck. It eats dead animals and carcasses called vulture. And so one day maybe a chiria, a sparrow and a vulture, they meet each other. And the sparrow says, and the vulture says, "Where do you fly?" He says, "Oh, I fly from one branch of one tree to another branch of another tree." "And what do you see?" He says, "Well, I see anything from 10 feet above the ground I can see." "Acha. You see more?" "No, I only go shoot, and then shoot, 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 like this. Very fast. I stay in one branch for 1 second, then I go like this. I see 10 feet. "What about you? What do you see?" "Oh, me? I fly 5 miles in the sky." "Acha. You go 5 miles in the sky?" "Yes. I go up 5 miles. I fly all around. I just float in the air currents up there. I don't even have to fly. I don't even have to flap my wings." "Really? You don't have to flap your wings?" "Really, down here at the 10-foot level, I have to go... I had to move my wings so much, da, 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 just to get to one other tree in the same guy's yard. Go from one tree to another in the same guy's yard. I have to work so hard." "Oh, no, no. Where I fly, I just hold my wings out. And I just float on the currents. 5 miles. "Oh, what do you see from up there?" "Oh, from 5 miles in the sky, on the ground, 5 miles below on the ground, I can see a dead rat." "A dead rat. My eyes are so powerful." "Acha. And when you see that rat, what do you do?" "I fly down and eat him." "Acha. "Not me. I'm a vegetarian bird. I only eat seeds and things like this." So the same thing. We can fly as high. Well, it depends on the extent of our wings, how high we can fly. So this, well, let's see. Let's fly and see where we go. There are three Ishtadevs in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Radha, Krishna, and Prem. Radha is one Ishtadev or Devi, and Krishna and Prema. So we're chanting this mantra, so we say Hare Krishna. So who's there? What's going on? What's happening when we say Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna means Radha and Krishna together, united in love. They continually relish a unique type of inconceivably powerful, all-attractive, unlimitedly sweet love known as Madhurya Prem. This Prem binds Radha and Krishna with its immense magnetic force. So this is the third Ishtadev. There's Radha, Krishna, and Prema. So Prema here is controlling the situation, is controlling this union of Radha and Krishna. This prema binds Radha and Krishna with its immense magnetic force. Radha and Krishna relish this extraordinary prema in its highest expression. The living entities can also taste this wonderful Madhurya prema by assisting the meeting of the divine couple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. While chanting the Maha Mantra, one should deeply contemplate the pure beauty, taste, and sweetness of the prema that forcefully pulls Hare, Radha, towards Krishna, and Krishna towards Radha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Try to feel and understand this prema. Fervently pray for the day when Radha and Krishna will bestow Braja prema upon us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this is a meditation on the first two words of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna. So this is sound, Shabda Brahman, spiritual sound, the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna. But it's also persons. There's no difference between Krishna and his name, Radha and her name. So that means Radha and Krishna are there. And when Radha and Krishna are there, they are not in a static position. They are in a dynamic position. They are moving. They are acting. So that movement, that dynamism, when they're together, that dynamism or dynamic movement of their associating together creates ecstatic. So static, ecstatic. They become ecstatic. They relish the prema of each other's association. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we think, oh, Hare Krishna, Radha and Krishna together. And then, the nature of love is sometimes you're together and sometimes you're not. As I said, in love there's no rules. If it's lawful love or you're married to someone, then it's predictable, it moves in certain parameters, there are certain do's and don'ts, things you can say and can't say, things you can do and can't do. There's so many restrictions and so many borders and boundaries in this lawful love. It's very predictable, and in that sense it becomes somewhat boring. But in this illicit love, or this unlove, you can say illicit love of the gopis, or the paramour love, it's called parakiya bhav. You don't know, will your lover be there or will they not? Will you meet them or will you not? Will she speak to me or will she not? Will she accept me or will she reject me? There's nothing sure, there's nothing certain. It all depends on the movements of prema, the movements of the heart. So it's called vichitra prema. It's variegated and colorful. Vichitra means variegated and also means colorful and artistic. So there's lots of color in parakiya bhav and lots of variety. It's unpredictable. It's sensational. It's suspenseful. It's exciting. And that's why it's also found here in this material world, because it's the greatest relish, because it has all these extra features in it. The basic principle is men and women coming together. Men and women come together when they're married. But men and women also come together when they're not married. So there's a different flavor. So the origin of all this is called Adiras. The Adiras. Janmad yasya yataha. This is the Vedic aphorism. The first section 1, chapter 1, verse 1 of Vedanta Sutra is Janmad yasya yataha. This is the sutra. Janmad yasya yataha. And this sutra this Vedanta Sutra, the commentary on Vedanta Sutra, is written by Srila Vyasadeva. The commentary is called Srimad Bhagavatam. So he starts the commentary, Srimad Bhagavatam, the commentary on Vedanta Sutra, by writing the first Vedanta Sutra. The very first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 1, canto 1, verse 1, is the first sutra, a Vedanta Sutra, Janmad Yasya Yataha, Itarashtra Teshva Vigyaswara. It goes on like this. To describe the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, Abhigya Swarat. Janma Adi Yasya. So that Adi, Janmadi, that Adi means Adi Ras. The Adi Ras is Madhurya Ras. So this is there when we chant Hare Krishna, but the nature of love is one moment you're with the lover and the next moment you're separated from the lover. So now when we chant Krishna, Krishna, we say Hare Krishna, then we say Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then Krishna, Krishna. So what does Krishna, Krishna mean? Because here we have Krishna, we have Krishna. But where's Radha? Is Radha there? He's not there. Because the person, the name is the person. Binatvam namanamino. Binatvam namanam bina. Binatvam namanamino. There's no difference between you and your name. You, the name and that which is named. Namachintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shuddha Nityamukta Binatvam namanamino. So, Hare Radha, Krishna Krishna. Now we say Krishna Krishna, then there's no Radha, it's only Krishna. So what's going on? What does this mean when we say Krishna Krishna? It means that Radha is separated from Krishna. Missing the splendid taste of Krishna's prema, Radha cries out, Krishna Krishna, where is Krishna? Where can I find Krishna? While chanting the Maha Mantra, one should remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he was absorbed in Radha Bhav and crying out, Krishna, 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 hey. May we unite Radha with Krishna by the purity of our service attitude toward the holy name, Krishna, Krishna. So this is Hare Krishna is Sambhog Milan, then Krishna Krishna is Vipralamba. Hare Hare. Hare Hare means Krishna is separated from Radha. Because Hare is Radha, Radha, Radha. Missing the deliciously sweet taste of Radha's love, Krishna cries, Hare Hare. Where is Radha? Where can I find Radha? May we unite Krishna with Radha by the purity of our service attitude toward the holy name, Hare Hare. Now the second part, Hare Ram. Hare means Radha. Hare means Radha the Ramani, who is the most beautiful, charming young lover who perfectly pleases Krishna in unlimited ways. Right? Hari Ram. Ram means Radharaman, Krishna, who is perfectly expert in delighting Radha. Hari Ram, Hari Ram. United again, Radha Madhav's Madhurya Prem overflows with an especially exuberant taste, enhanced and nourished by the recent separation. Hari Ram, Hari Ram. This section, these meanings, we can deeply reflect on when we chant japa. This pair of names, each pair. And it's very, you have to see what happens when you do that. Did you get that one? So Hari Ram, now they're together again. But they were separated, Krishna, Krishna, they were separated. So in that separation, there was great yearning and longing to meet again. And that yearning and longing is a type of hunger. And hunger increases the joy of eating. If there's no hunger, can you enjoy your food? Oh, take some prasad. I'm not really hungry anyway. Eat something out of routine. You eat out of routine or habit. But when you, oh, I'm really hungry. You'll eat a biscuit and feel ecstatic. Here, have some hot milk and Parle G. And you'll be in Paramananda, you know. If you've been out all day and had nothing to eat and running all over Bombay and say, oh, I'm starving, there's nothing to eat. Well, all we have is some milk and biscuits. Okay, give me that. You take some biscuits. Oh, these are the best biscuits I ever had. These are so fresh. I mean, what's the date? And you look at the date, October 2004. 2004? These are 3 years old. Anyway, they're good. They're really good. They're really great. So this separation, it nourishes, it enhances, it exhilarates and accelerates the divine joy of meeting the beloved. So that joy is especially, it's even more than Hare Krishna. The meeting in Hare Krishna, there's something going on. There's attraction, there's pulling. But in Hare Ram, there's a different type of meeting. Hare Krishna is Radha and Krishna, and you can meditate on that type of meeting. But Hare Rama is a more splendid meeting. And that's why the word Rama is there, because there's more Raman, there's more bliss and joy and satisfaction. Hare means Radha, the Ramani, the most beautiful, charming young lover who perfectly pleases Krishna in unlimited ways. Rama means Radha Raman Krishna, who is perfectly expert in delighting Radha. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. United again, Radha Madhava's Madhurya Prem overflows with an especially exuberant taste, enhanced and nourished by their recent separation. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Now, Ram, Ram. This means that Ramani Radha is again painfully separated from her beloved Radha Raman Krishna. Radha cries out, Ram, Ram, where is Ram? Where can I find my Raman? Ram, Ram. Then, Hare, Hare. Hare, Hare means Krishna tortured in separation from his beloved Radha. Feeling totally empty without her, Krishna cries, Hare, Hare, where is Radha? Where can I find my Ramani? Hare, Hare. Thus, Braja Prem compels Radha and Krishna to continually experience union and separation in their amorous pastimes within the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One should chant the Maha Mantra with complete submission, the utmost humility, and a pure service attitude. By sincerely praying for the causeless mercy of Radha Govinda, the Maha Mantra may someday reveal these sublime truths and bestow the precious treasure of Braja Prem. So that's a very wonderful explanation of the Maha Mantra, union and separation. And tomorrow we'll hear from Hari Bhakti Vilas. This is Sanatana Goswami's, gives some meditation on the meaning of the holy name. We could never imagine so much is there in these three words. Hare, Krishna, and Ram. Oh, these three words, so many things. Everybody, every rickshawwala in India knows this mantra. Every dobi, rickshawwala, driver, carpenter, mystery, wala, this wala, that wala, Agrawal, Gupta, Abaniya, Sait, Brahmin, everyone knows his mantra. But does anyone have any idea like this? This is the contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our line of Rasik Vaishnavas for giving us such incredible understanding of this. These three simple words, Hare, Krishna, and Ram. We take it for granted. Ah, it's Hare Krishna. This is nothing. And that's exactly how people felt in Satyuga and Treta-yuga and Dwapara-yuga. They thought, oh, the Maha Mantra is also available. It's eternal. But they thought, this is so simple. This process is so simple. How can doing something simple give you something grand? It's such a simple process. Just sit down and chant. So therefore, people in Satyuga, they wanted to do something difficult. They had long lifespans of 100,000 years, so they want to engage in Ashtanga Yoga. They felt no pain, no gain. There's no pain of painful austerities and difficult asanas and pranayama and sense control and very strict and rigid eating and behavioral habits. Then if you don't observe some abhyas like this, then you can't attain any perfection in life. And then Treta Yuga came, and people thought that the only way to please the Lord and the devatas is by very elaborate and costly yajnas, with so many precise rituals and very perfect performances and chanting of mantras and do these big pujas. and yagyas to petition the devas and devis and the Lord Himself to receive fantastic boons and benedictions. You sit down and chant Hare Krishna and you'll get all... That's nothing. It doesn't cost anything. How can you get any benefit from that? It's too simple. Then Dwapara Yuga came and there was elaborate pujas and temples, and again they thought you have to do all these things, otherwise if you don't do something, how can you get something? Because when chanting, you don't do anything. You just sit down. And some chanting a mantra, you don't even make any noise. You sit down and chant manasik japa. Some people say, what do you do? You're not doing anything. You're not doing anything. How can you accomplish anything? There's no bell. You're not ringing any bells. You're not burning any incense. You're not doing any puja. You don't have any murti. You don't have anything. You just have this mala. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't even have a mala. He only chanted on his fingers. He had a kati sutra dwara. He had a string tied around his waist with some knots in it. You can read in the prayer by Rupa Goswami. It's called Chaitanya Astakam. Glorification of Lord Chaitanya. There's nowhere described where he ever chanted on mala beads. He just, Hare Krishna, like this. So he didn't even have mala. He didn't have anything external. No deity, no murti, anything. And he's the father of the Sankirtan movement. But in Kali Yuga, this is the only thing that works.